Welcome back to the Gunsmiths here on US 103.1. The Gunsmith, Jonathan Smith, that's the Gunsmith.
Woohoo!
He's here. He stayed for another segment. He might even stay for one more.
I think I probably will. It's Saturday morning. I got nothing else to do.
We're going to talk about a good everyday carry gun, the 9mm Ruger. You happen to have one in the raffle.
Yeah.
Not the auction, the raffle.
I was thinking auction, too. I call it auction all the time. It's not an auction.
It's a raffle.
It's a raffle. You can win.
You can.
So,
I'll tell you another way you can win. If you hire Tri-County Roofing to put a roof on your building.
Good point.
How's that for a segue?
I got to tell you, there's a birthday at Tri-County Roofing this next week, too.
Yeah.
Tim's birthday is coming up Wednesday. So if you get a hold of him, say, hey, old man, happy birthday. But good things coming with Tri-County Roofing. They have got so much good stuff going on. Special shout out to Tony LaBrie. They did a real nice job on his house.
He's so excited.
Tony made a good choice hiring Tri-County Roofing to do that job for him. And I'm in the same boat. I mean, they did my house too, and they did an outstanding job on it. But they specialize in low pitch and flat commercial roofs. The churches, shopping centers, those are the type of buildings they really aspire, and they knock them out beautifully. They also do shingles. So it's not their primary, but that's what they do.
And I was talking to Tim about this too, and he said, you know, we don't go storm chasing.
Yep.
We don't want to get between you and your insurance company.
Nope.
You know, we don't sell financing.
You need a good roof, come and see them.
Yeah. A good roof at a good price. And they're gonna steer you right.
Yeah, good Christians, good people to work with. So this segment is, of course, brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. You can reach them at 810-732-7740. Now, he has a challenge for you, okay?
Oh.
He says, challenge is this. Here it is, Labor Day weekend, and the challenge is he wants you to take any youth out shooting this weekend or get them ready to go hunting and work with them. Help the kids keep our sport growing and spread the love, you know? Taking a kid shooting changes their lives. One of my favorite pictures is that picture of that little kid sniffing the two shotgun shells. And once you do that, when I was a kid, I literally, when I smell shotgun shells going off, my nose goes right in the air. I'm like a dog. My head pops up and I'm like, Where's it at? And that's just that smell from as a kid bird hunting and being out with my dad and my brothers and you know, working with the dogs and pheasant hunting and partridge hunting. And after the shot, that smell just makes your adrenaline go. And
they say smell is a trigger for memory.
Oh,
it brings you right. You know, you smell that and you remember those good times. And that's
why I hold my breath when I drive by pizza restaurants. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. That's good. And Tim also agrees with me. I told him what my theme was going to be for today, that a good man or woman with a gun can stop a tragedy.
Yeah.
So he believes in that wholeheartedly. So
I know he believes in the other two, a school with an AED can save lives too, right?
That's right.
You practice what you preach in more than one way.
He does. He does a lot to support Tommy's heart. We appreciate him.
Yep.
And matter of fact, he just turned in 100 raffle tickets that he sold. So I appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
You can always link to him right on my website. You know, if you get caught up in the show, you don't want to write down a number, just go to my website, thegss.com. It's all right there, gss.com. Very simple. So your choice of what to carry is imperative. And I preach this constantly. Even last week at Williams, that people come up to the table, ask me, have you really tried this gun? Do you like it? Yes. I said, go down in a third case down, look it down, bottom shelf. You'll see the one I'm talking about. And, you know, and telling them exactly what to do. And they had like 341, you know, handguns used at Williams right now, but they have thousands of new ones. So whatever you want to look at, they got it, you know. So in an hour later, they come by with a smile on their face. I bought it, you know. It's like perfect. That's exactly why I'm here. So your ability to use it properly is of the utmost importance, and that's what's on you. You know, you can buy all the equipment you want, you can have a beautiful gym in the basement, but if you never use it, you're not going to get rid of that belly fat. You know
what do you call them? Safe queens.
Exactly, safe queens. Rotate your safe queens so that you get them out and about. Let them get a little sun every now and then, or a little sweat in the summertime. So let's look more deeply at a new entry in the field of EDCs.
That's everyday carries.
Everyday carries. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Me and my nomenclatures and all that stuff. What do you call them?
Acronyms. Not acronyms. the acronym show.
Okay. It's not the acronym
We had a whole show dedicated to acronyms.
I know we did.
It was some months ago. It's almost time for a new one.
I should drag that one up and do it as an instant replay. So I'm going to talk for a little bit for the next segment here about the Ruger RXM and why it's an interesting piece. So what's going on is the original Glocks, their patents have timed out. So now people can make copies of them. So, and they always seem to make copies. They use a lot of the same things, but they make them a little better. So Glock keeps coming out with, they came out with the first ones, which mm-hmm. were the first Glocks from 1985. Smyrna, Georgia, I was working in Atlanta when they moved to town and we're like, plastic guns? How foolish, you know? We were all Smith & Wesson people, you know? We had steel frames and alloy frames. Yep. And well, they kind of caught on, you know? So
well, here comes Mel Gibson, Lethal Weapon.
Well, he had a that was an alloy frame gun. So that was...
Okay, but it was a Glock.
But no, he had a Beretta.
Oh, he had
I'm
a Beretta.
I'm sorry.
I thought he had a Glock.
I didn't mean to correct you. I'm sorry.
I thought he had a Glock.
No, he had a Beretta.
I just remember him giving his partner a hard time for that five-shot revolver.
Old school. Yeah. Well, Danny Glover deserved it. But anyways, you're
dating myself.
It's been revoked.
Oh yeah, right, yeah. right.
So
what was that like? 87. So it was like a couple years after.
Yeah,
the boxing,
Lethal Weapon. Yeah, I think it was 87.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, but you know, me being a Miami Vice guy, you know,
that's the other one. Yeah,
that was they didn't have Glocks then, but they was them. Coming.
Okay.
You know, Glocks.
On the way.
When I worked in the gun shop in 85 and 86. In mid-Florida, it was just beginning, and it wasn't accepted yet. You know what I mean? They just weren't there yet, and they were weird. People still wanted real guns back then. Of course, back then, the police department was still buying 357 Magnum six-shot revolvers down in Florida where I was at, but they were also getting some high-capacity 9mm. And, well, the Glock came out with the Glock 17 was the first one, and it was a wonderful gun. And they were, at the time, they were just Glocks. Well, then they come out with Gen 2s, slight modification. Gen 3s, slight modification. Gen 4s. Well, every time they do a modification, they get a new patent. Mm-hmm. Well, then they have I think it's 25 or 30 years that can't be copied. I think it's 25 years. Well, now they're all the way up to now Glock is kind of quietly releasing that they got a Gen 6 coming out. Well, in the meantime, the old Gen 3s, are excellent guns, and even Gen 2s are good. The point is, Ruger and...
Took one of those ones coming off patent.
Magpul combined forces. Magpul makes a ton of accessories for plastic guns.
Okay.
And they make magazines, specifically for Glocks. Ruger has always made excellent guns. Their magazines have always been kind of expensive. They combine forces and put together the RXM. It's Ruger and Magpul is what it is.
Would you call it a kind of a Frankenstein gun?
That's a word I've used before.
Look at that. Yes. I stole your thunder.
That's okay. I didn't want to say it, but you did. So I just told him in the break. I said, I'm not going to call it a Frankenstein gun. Cause it's not. Because it's kind of a work of art. I like it a lot. And it works. This thing rocks. So the RXM from Ruger, it's actually one of my guns in my raffle this year. I got a Glock and an RXM. They're both basically Glock 19s, but the one is the Ruger RXM. I'm surprised they didn't call it the RXM 19, but they call it the RXM. There is so much hype about this new product launch that here it is. I call it a new product launch, but they were in stock when I started the raffle back in January.
Mm-hmm.
And the product launched, I think, in November or December last year. And I held one. And as soon as I could get my hands on one, I held it. And I said, this is just like a Glock. I really don't need it. But for those people that are out there wanting to buy something new, there's nothing wrong with this gun. Because what they did was they filled it with accessories.
Mm-hmm.
They have got glow-in-the-dark sights or tritium sights. They've got excellent trigger. They've got the top is... cut out for optic sights. It's got all kinds of bells and whistles. And they say they've enhanced it to make it even better than a Glock, which makes sense. That why would you put a product out if it was subpar? You know, so now
always improving.
Exactly. So the team of Ruger and Magpul have brought this RXM, and it's a recoil-operated semi-auto 9mm. So ho-hum, you know, is one way of looking at it. Another recoil-operated semi-automatic 9mm. But this one's worth looking at. Polymer frame, 15 plus 1 magazines. So you got 16 bullets in the palm of your hand, which is exactly what Starsky had from Starsky Hutch.
Right?
Yeah. That's what he had. He had 15 rounds in that Smith & Wesson back then. So it's nothing new having that many rounds in your hand.
Gotcha.
But this is a lighter plastic platform that works. Mm-hmm. So, and I've got some of these Magpul magazines. I like them a lot. I probably got half a dozen of them. I try them out. I check them. They work. So it's got a hardened steel alloy frame. So it's a slide. So the top of the gun where all the boom goes and the barrel, of course, are all made out of steel. The rest of the gun is polymers, mm-hmm. and they're strong. It's got the optics cut, tritium front sight. Only the front sight glows in the dark. The back is black. But the nice thing about these guns is, like, when you set them on your dresser at night when you're going to bed, any time of the night you can look over and that tritium is glowing green.
It's a warming feeling.
It is a warming feeling. It's like a homing device.
You know right where it is.
That's where my gun's sleeping. Yeah, but it's not asleep. It's ready for me if I need it.
That's ready.
Listen to me. Now, another nice feature of this gun, it comes with a flared magwell.
Oh, yeah.
So magazine exchanges are easy. Yeah. Okay.
Flared magwell is important.
It is very important. It's very important. Smart. So anyways, it's like having a coffee cup that pours easy. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So there you go. There's one way to look at it.
Right.
Now, it does take Glock mags and it takes the Magpul mags. So it works great. It's 7.15 inches long. So basically 7 1/8 inches long, 5 1/4 inches tall, roughly. It comes with two mags, but magazines are only like $18 for these things. It's not like a lot of Rugers are like $39.95, wow. $44.95. Some of the FNs are that much money too. So inexpensive magazines. It comes with a two mags case. It's got a lock. It's got the manual. And if you're at all familiar with Glocks, it's extremely familiar to have this gun in your hand. MSRP is $499, but I've seen them as low as $399.
This is a Ruger
RXM
9mm with all the bells and whistles.
All the reports, dependable shooter, all the guys I've talked to at Williams, because mm-hmm. they all got to shoot it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. That's nice. One. You'll like it
great
if you buy
price
one.
Too.
And
there's one in the auction.
And there's one in the raffle.
In the raffle.
In the raffle. And remember, you can always go to my website and link right to Williams Gun Site and look at them if you want. And then you've got
my email is
shooter@thegss.com. Give me your feedback. If you got one, tell me if you like it, because I'd love to hear some stories from people that actually bought the new Ruger RXM and get your feedback. Next segment, we're going to talk about guns that won't let you down during deer season. So hang on tight. There's more Gunsmith Show coming up.
Back right after this.